This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn-Mark Roshan-Kanisan and Noel Lim. 7:22 a.m. Tuesday the 30th of June, and in about half an hour we're going to be speaking with John Paul Best, Managing Director at Nielsen Media Malaysia, on how the virus has affected the media and ad spend. But in the meantime, we're taking a look at the bank loan moratorium, because under the Prihatin Rakyat Economic Stimulus Package, Bank Negara Malaysia announced an automatic moratorium on all loan repayments by individuals and SMEs for 6 months from April 1st to September 30th. And considering that September is not too far away now, the Finance Minister, Tengku Datuk Sri Zafrul Tengku Aziz, has recently said that it's up to the banks if they wish to extend the loan moratorium in a targeted way.
Yeah, he expressed the view that the banks should look into targeted assistance, but they cannot be forced to do so as it is within their jurisdiction at the end of the day. He also noted that the targeted moratorium extension should be looked at by banks on a case-by-case basis, and borrowers will have to engage with their banks early if they feel the need to reschedule their loan repayments. Is the extension loan moratorium the best way for it during this economic crisis? And what would the impact on the financial system be? That, I think, is a big question.
So for more on this, we have on the line with us this morning Carmelo Ferlito, Senior Fellow at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs. Thanks for joining us, Carmelo. Now, how effective has the loan moratorium been so far in alleviating cash flow issues for the people?
I think that a moratorium can help, but doesn't solve the problem at the root. Because, you know, the wounds that have been created to the economic system with the lockdown are so deep that in this moment, the issue for the economy is not simply a cash flow issue. I mean, businesses cannot simply be kept alive by injection of cash or by stopping their debt. There are some fixed costs in running businesses that you need. You need to pay cash anyhow every month. Among them, of course, the labor. There is the amount of business, the volume of business that has been drastically reduced. So imagine that you have a company that is being designed for selling goods for 1 million ringgit. And so you have a structure that is supportive of the business of 1 million ringgit. And all of a sudden your business went down to 300,000 or 400,000. So you have some fixed costs that are there and need to be paid unless you scale down completely your business. So it's much more than cash flow.
So should the loan moratorium be continued for another, say, 6 months?
Probably yes, in the sense the situation is so complicated and so difficult. In normal circumstances, in a normal economic crisis scenario, I do not advocate for cash support, for credit support, quite the contrary. But as the shock has been completely created by the lockdown, basically, probably the only way to try to save at a certain extent our economy and therefore jobs and et cetera, et cetera, is at least to try this kind of instruments.
Now, Carmelo, is there any incentive for the banks to continue with the loan moratoriums, or would this require the government or central bank to provide some incentive?
Probably a mix of both. The more natural incentive for banks to continue with the moratorium is the attempt to have their customers not cracking down. And so to avoid the risk to have this customer being never able to repay back their loans. So this, I think, is the most urgent incentive that will probably weigh on the decision from the bank side. But as also banks are part of the economic system and they are suffering like the generality of the economic system, probably some form of central bank support or backup needs to be implemented.
Now, if the banks are directed to provide the moratoriums, might there be a risk to the financial system?
The financial system is in difficulties like the whole economic system, as I mentioned. Here, we don't have a normal economic crisis following a boom. Businesses and both demand and supply have been placed a halt, have been blocked, frozen by policies. So lockdown is just a government policy. And, you know, the risk of a financial crisis is there, but is there as part of a more global difficult scenario that is characterizing these happens always with the crisis when some credit facilitations are going to help also companies that should be left there to die to clear out the mess that has been done during a boom. But the current situation is very much different. And to distinguish between zombie companies and companies that in a different situation are being survived becomes more complicated. And I'm afraid that we have to take the risk to support the zombie companies in order to save at least partially or to support partially the healthy part of the economy.
What about a targeted moratorium? How would that work?
I think that it could work if the targeting policy is left in the hand of the banks. Banks have people on the field. Banks know their customers, so they know who they can trust and who has eventually the potential to restart operations when the economy recovers, and they know who instead cannot make it. So if the system of decision is decentralized and left in bank hands, it can work. While I see it of difficult implementation if we find a centralized policy defined by the government or by the central bank.
Thank you for speaking with us this morning, Carmelo. And that was Carmelo Ferlito, Senior Fellow at the Institute for Democracy and Economic Affairs, giving us some insight into what he thinks about the loan moratorium. And he is in favour of it continuing, which is unusual for him because he's not normally on the side of any kind of cash support measures. But he also doesn't think it should be a centralised measure. He thinks that it should be up to the banks.
Yeah, so I just want to highlight the point about putting in the hands of the banks. Now, a few weeks ago, actually very early in the MCO when the loan moratoriums first came out, I spoke to AKPK, Nirmala Subramaniam, about this on Ring and Sense. And we talked about how even during that time, banks were already taking into consideration how dire the situation was and were open to negotiating whether you needed a shorter moratorium, a longer moratorium, because essentially the most important thing is the banks don't want you to default. So they're willing to refinance the situation if need be. And I think this is something that, end of the day, it's going to be a bigger issue because they don't want you to default. That's not their incentive.
Yes, and so we have also been running a poll on the subject of should the loan moratorium be extended? Let us know what you think. We've had nearly 90 votes so far. The front runner is 48% have voted yes, it should be extended until year end. But you've got about an hour and a half left to weigh in. Up next, we're speaking with James Dorsey of the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies on Israel's plan to annex a portion of the West Bank in Palestine. That's happening after the 7:30 news. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.